Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Gabby, it's really nice to meet you. Hi from Boston. How are you?
You as well. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Or should I say 2020 CMT Music Award winner, Gabby Barrett. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What a whirlwind you've had. Oh, my God. This past year has been crazy good for you.
Yes, ma'am. I've been very blessed. So it's been very fun to watch.
We all have so many questions, but as we all talked while we were, you know, waiting for you to come into the waiting room, I have, and Sue has, daughters that are about your age, and I'm over all the awards and all the accolades and all the recognition. You have done a lot at a very, very young age. You've been at this a while.
I have definitely been at this for a while. I started like vigorously going out and touring anywhere that I possibly could when I was 11, and I'm 20 now. So, and it's funny because exactly what you said, you would think somebody at 20 years old is just starting to get things tingling. And yeah, I have been doing it for a little while. I was blessed to know kind of what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be at a very young age, and have just followed through with that. So after 9 years, it's really nice to see things coming together.
Wow. Gabby, I know you were on season 16. How old were you when you were on Idol?
I had auditioned when I was 17, and then I turned 18 halfway through.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was funny. I had to have a guardian like on the half of it. So my dad was with me with everything. And then the other half, it was like, she's 18 now. He can't go. And so it was crazy. It was crazy, but it was fun.
I have to mention, you got married in October of last year, right before all of this craziness happened. You were like one of the last people to probably have a wedding and get married. And now you're expecting. How does that feel? I mean, you got right in before everything.
It's been crazy pretty much ever since I came off of American Idol in 2018. I mean, you go straight on to Idol tour, and then I went on tour with Chris Lane. I actually went on tour with him twice, and then I got married, and then things were starting to pick up musically with original music and writing. And then I released I Hope originally independently. I did not have a record label at the time or anything, but the immediate kind of positive reaction showed us that we had something very special. And as time went on, got married, and then I had no idea what to expect, really, with 2020. I mean, I was supposed to be going on tour with Brad Paisley. That unfortunately did not happen, but it's okay. I still had a wonderful year. And so, yeah, there's just been so many things. It's been really nice during this time of having a break, because I haven't had this long of a break in, I mean,
long time.
My entire, yeah, really, I have not, because I just grew up with the mindset of, you know, you have to be working every single day. And if you're not working or being productive one day, somebody else is, and somebody else is trying to go for this like you are. And it's like,
yeah,
but I found a large gift in taking a big break. And one of those gifts has been being able to sit back and watch everything that's happening. So it's been really nice.
Gabby, if you were 11 when you started out like this, I'm assuming you must have a close-knit family that was really supportive of you to sort of guide you along, because you seem pretty grounded.
Absolutely. Yeah. I come from a large family, one of eight kids. So There's a big old,
wow,
big old crew. Parents didn't want to stop having kids, I guess.
Daddy and 109, fist bump right there.
So, yeah, I come from a big family. My parents were very hard workers, always working, always doing stuff. So I kind of learned hard work ethic from them. I mean, just growing up in Pittsburgh in general, and my dad and my sister were very much a part of everything that I did, especially starting out. And so I really wouldn't be here without their help. And I'm just thankful for that, having a supportive family and a supportive dad that was willing to put every dime that he had towards one of his kids' dreams. It was just very, very nice.
In just the minute we have left, can you tell us about the song, I Hope? Is that one you've had for a long time? Was it based in a relationship that went somewhere or didn't go somewhere, or what?
Oh, there's a story. There's got to be a story.
I wondered.
Of course there's a story too. Yeah, it was based off of a bad high school relationship that I unfortunately went through. And a lot of people think like, oh, high school relationships are just... But it's like those will, like, some of them will really mess you up, mm-hmm, teach you a lot of valuable things going forward, even out of high school and whatnot. And so I actually wrote the song. It's coming up on 2 years ago on Halloween. So I wrote it on Halloween of 2018. It was like a thrown together writing session. It was me, two other guys, and the rough vocal is actually the single vocal that we ended up using. So it's pretty funny.
Wow.
Well, it worked out.
I know. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Love that song.
We wish you a continued success. You are delightful. It really is. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And boy, what a year you are going to have the next 12 months. Kids are a pretty spectacular ride, so we wish you the best with that.
Thank you so much. You guys are very kind. I appreciate you taking the time. So
God bless you and congrats.
Thank you. You as well. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.